referring back to your comments about the media and the great public relations that employ and
right. But see, I think all that stuff is totally illegitimate. I mean, and that goes way back to something much earlier. Why should corporations have any rights at all? Okay. I mean, that's not, like, it's not in the Constitution. You know, corporate rights are the result. It's not even by legislation. I mean, corporate rights were achieved mostly through courts and lawyers, and pretty recently. You know, the main decisions are early in this century. Like, it's not founded, it's not graven in stone or anything like that. Actually, there's pretty good literature on this. If you're interested, the best book is by a Harvard professor that I know, a guy named Morton Horowitz, who's at the law school, has a couple of books called Transformation of American Law. One of them, I think, goes up till like 1860, and the other from maybe 1860 to 1960. But the main theme of the book, of the two, these two big volumes, I mean, it's interesting reading. You know, it sounds kind of dense and so on, but it's, you find it interesting reading. The main theme is how the legal system was reshaped to accommodate to the needs of private power. Okay, all the way through, that's been the main theme of the legal system, how to modify it so that illegitimate tyrannical authority is given more and more power, undermining democratic principles. That's basically, he didn't say it in those words, but that's what it comes down to. And the big step, you know, the major step probably, was the transfer of rights to private tyrannies, which is what corporations are, early in this century. And as he points out, he doesn't go into it much, I think he's right, this developed out of ideas, kind of Hegelian ideas about the rights of organic entities over individuals, which are also at the roots of Bolshevism and fascism. And I should mention that that comparison may sound exotic now, but it wasn't along, 60 years ago. You read, say, mainstream American political economists like Robert Brady, important political economist, it's kind of Veblenite, back around the early 1940s, I guess. He wrote books about, big business's system of power, things like that, in which he points out, these things are basically totalitarian in structure, which they are. So where'd they get their rights? Well, through courts and lawyers, by playing one state against one another. Incidentally, that's something worth thinking about when you listen to this devolution business now. The point of getting power down to the states is so that any business, even a middle-sized business, can make sure that the money goes into their pockets, not in the pockets of poor people. It's trickier to do it at the federal level. So that's why you get all this new philosophy about, federalism and so on. Not that federalism would be bad, but, not when you got private tyrannies around.